Phone Boy Speaks, episode 413, Share Secretly.
The old saying about the internet used to be, on the internet, nobody knows you're a dog. Now, I think with all the social networks these days, that's probably not a very accurate statement. I mean, if you share something on Twitter or Facebook or whatever social network you use, chances are somebody's going to see it. I mean, some PR person made an offhanded comment to somebody and got fired. You know, I mean, granted, that person wasn't even somebody that followed them, but just was looking for negative things on the interwebs and then decided to make this person pay for saying those negative things. I guess people really, can't speak your mind on the internet. I mean, you can pretend to, but ultimately you're going to be judged by the court of public opinion. And so, that means that you always have to pretend that you're in public and that, realizing that's probably not a bad thing, but there's going to be things that you're going to want to share on the interwebs or whatever, but you want to do it anonymously because it's always good to just kind of get stuff off of your chest, or at least that's the theory, right? I think everybody has a secret. It's just a question of what that secret is and expressing it. And so there's been services and such over the years to try and deal with that. If you remember, there's something that started out as a physical thing called Post Secret, where you could take a postcard and send it to this guy, and you put your secret on a postcard, and people would do all kinds of things to decorate their things. And I think he still does this. He's turned it into several books and such, but there was a Post Secret app on iOS for a period of time, but it got shut down because the anonymous secret, the people posting anonymous secrets got found, so that app went away. And then there's another app that came out called Whisper, which has been around for a couple of years now, I guess, and it seems to have sort of taken that place. But I was just looking through it tonight, and I saw that, like, oh, look, we found each other, over Whisper. And in fact, Whisper even offers you some private messaging. It's like you find a secret that somebody's sharing, and then you can contact that person in private, which, I don't know, kind of takes the anonymity out of it, I guess. Huh? I guess it's Whisper's really just like blind dating, maybe. There's been another attempt at it that started recently, an application called Secret or Secretly. The idea here is, with this app, is that you can only share secrets with your friends. Of course, but the secrets are, you're sort of anonymized, so that you are anonymized, so that you don't know who is sending it. And they take some steps to make sure that when you put something out, you're only sharing it with your friends, but they don't know that it's you that's sharing it. In fact, when you first sign up, it takes your phone number, and supposedly they don't send it to the servers at all, but they use your phone number to match you up with your friends, and you can't actually see your friend's secrets until at least three of your friends are sharing. It's a little app. You can take a picture. They've got some default backgrounds you can use. You type in your secret and you push send, and that's pretty much it. And you can love and comment things, but you can only see your friends, and their friends can share your secret too. And so some of the secrets, you're not going to know who, there's no identifying information on the secret, unless you put it in there, I suppose. But anyway, I don't know that anybody's really fully solved this problem. I guess, as I say, people have secrets, and it's nice to get them off of your chest without necessarily knowing who you are. And then if you read the secretly, FAQs and such, they take great lengths to not know who people are. And I suppose to try and eliminate some of the anonymity, I guess the NSA will know who you are. But this is available on the App Store now, and you can try it for yourself. I'll put a link in the show notes. But I guess everybody likes to share secrets, and there's plenty of ways to do that, I guess, and I'm sure there'll be plenty more. I mean, it's not just putting your stuff on Pastebin. I mean, I guess that works too, but you still have to point people to it, and then I guess when you point people to it, then they might know it's you that put the secret out there. But anyway, since there's going to be many creations of this kind of system in the future, as we need to be able to share, but really share privately and maybe even anonymously. And these kinds of tools are, I guess, useful for that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.